Straw man. You recognize this one, right? You know what it is, do you? Maybe. It's a deliberate misrepresentation of an argument to make it easier to defeat. In the wild, it's not so much stuffing a dummy with hay as it is turning on the spotlight while your opponent is still changing costume. The nuance is gone, replaced by something mockable, or fearful, or easy to dismiss. What you've done is taken the right to frame the identity and presentation away from your opponent. And if you listen, you'll hear this used against you all day, every day, all day, every day. So just tell them to shut the fuck up. The consequence is that the audience ends up reacting to a puppet show, not to. Where the best example I can think of is this. This is pretty subtle, but in my opinion, when Barack Obama was bouncing the eraser during Hillary Clinton's response in the debate, that definitely functioned in this way. However, typically what we do is repeat a statement back to your opponent in simpler, dumber, or more extreme terms. Crazy shit, you know? Oh, you make them sound like they're crazy shit. The replacement terms are emotionally charged, and that itself plays on stereotypes of your opponent. Their careful framing is gutted by your mocking of it. So your counterpoint feels automatic, even inevitable. Tech-assisted democracy and governance AI must be public domain. In fact, every person in this country needs to build their own machine and model. So you want mob rule by untrained amateurs? Well, yeah. The straw man is a honey trap frame. Once they or you replace the terms, that person owns the conversation space. Every time it's corrected, it's still working within their counterfeit frame. If you want to go a little more macro here, belief in God is baked into the English language. So, and our so our patriarchy standards. So it's very hard to discuss alternative paradigms using this language. You almost have to combine words into terms to bypass the baked-in meaning. So the language itself is there to make you look ridiculous if you try to use it differently. So in extractive media cycles, this means that an opponent can run your caricature for months, just waylaying the original argument. The one that could shift over to Windows. It will just rot behind the curtain. Nobody will be able to figure it out. So, what do? How do you defend yourself against this? Well, at first, name the swamp out loud. Don't correct it before you name it. Call them out. That's not what I said. You can even insert a joke here, obviously. You know, something about your opponent not quite understanding what you said. Trash talking is always a good antidote to straw man. But don't sob. I've seen my mother do this to people. My mother is an attorney. I've seen my mother make opposing counsel stamp their feet in court because they feel as if what they were saying was hijacked. Well, it was. And they don't win by crying and stamping their feet and screaming, not fair. if you want the audience back on your side, unfortunately, you have to pander to them. So re-anchor to the original frame immediately. Repeat it twice, but try to use slightly different words in each iteration. If you must respond to the puppet that they've thrown up, don't do it in a way that grants the puppet status. Make sure the audience sees the mechanism. That should get you through the day.